In the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for leading us the right way, for teaching us the right things to do. Thank you for giving us grace. Thank you for your help that you give us in every situation. We praise you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're looking at making the right choices in God. So let's see what the Word of God says about this. It's so important to every decision of our life that we make the right choices in God. Well, firstly, let's have a look in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19 in Deuteronomy. And the Word of God says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. You see, God has put the choice into our hands about what to do in life, about which way to go, about who we will serve in life, whether we will be servants of God or whether people will be serving themselves, serving the devil. So he has put the choice into our hands. He's given us the choice and the ability to choose virtually everything in life, whether it's blessing or cursing. God has put the choice into our hands. He never forces us to make a choice about anything. He never forces anybody to do anything. He doesn't force us in the decisions that we make. He doesn't force us in the words that we speak or the thoughts that we think. He never forces us to make choices. But what he does say is that he presents before us these things and tells us to choose life. He's given us the ability to choose and tells us to choose life. And he tells us the reason why, that both thou and thy seed may live, because there's only two ways to go in life, and that is the way of God, which is life and blessing, or the way of the devil, which is a life filled with the curse and ultimately separation for all of eternity if a person rejects God all of their life. So blessing and cursing, he tells us to choose life and choose blessing, choose life. And if we want to know what that means, all we have to do is open up the Word of God to find out what life really is, what true and abundant life really is. So let's have a look in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. John 10:10, now this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So the Lord Jesus, his purpose was to bring people life. And that's what he does right now. He's the life bringer. And that they might have it more abundantly. So this is why God said to us, choose life. This is why he said to people, choose life. Because there's only the choice between life and death. So he says, choose life. And the Lord Jesus said that he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Abundant life, that means a life filled with blessing. Abundant life, filled with blessing. The devil, on the other hand, the thief, the Bible calls the devil, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So for a person who chooses to reject God is inadvertently, with even probably without them realizing, choosing curse, choosing the devil, choosing death. Because there is only a choice between the two, life and death. So it's within our hands. It's within our power. Choose life. Choose the Lord Jesus Christ. Choose the life in the kingdom of God. Choose life, and we will live, the Bible tells us. So that means choosing to follow Christ. Make Christ Lord of your life. Make Christ Lord. Follow what he says. Make Christ the Lord of your life. And that is the most important decision a person will ever make, is to make Christ the Lord of their life. And in doing that, they become part of the family of God and are given the benefits and the blessings and the rights that come with being a child of God. So choose the Lord Jesus Christ. Choose to follow him. Make him Lord of your life. And even for Christians, what that means is make him Lord over every area. Don't leave anything in your life. Don't leave God out of any aspect of your life. Let him have lordship in every area of life. So choose life and choose the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord. Let's have a look in John chapter 6, verse 63. And here the Lord Jesus said in John 6, verse 63, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing." It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So Jesus said that his words are life-giving words. His words are spirit and they are life. His words affect us. They affect us. The Spirit that quickeneth. So it's a spirit. Our spirit has been quickened by the word of God. That means to be made alive. Quickeneth. So it is the spirit that quickeneth. It's our inner man that has been quickened. And in turn, that affects everything else, our flesh and our soul. We have to keep these things in subjection to the Lord. "It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing." The flesh follows the choices that you make. "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." They are spirit and they are life. So when you choose to listen to the words of the Lord Jesus, you are choosing the life-filled words of God. You are choosing to listen to the words of life when you choose to listen to the words of Christ. So that's a key decision there. Choose to listen to the words of Christ and you will choose to listen to the words of life. And that means listening and following his words. So that's the next step. You actually have to follow what he said. Have a look in Proverbs 4. Let's look in Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23. Proverbs 4:20-23 says, My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So God is showing us here and telling us that it is of absolute importance to attend to the words of God, to give attention to his words. Now, this is making the right choice, giving attention to the words of God and inclining our ear unto his sayings. He shows us, he says to us, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. So that means we have to know them and we have to put them into our hearts, so that they're there when we need them and working in us to increase our faith. For they are life, the Bible says, life, his words, they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So it will affect from the inside to the outside, from the inner man to the outer man. It affects us. Health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That means to keep your heart focused on the Lord, to keep your heart in obedience to the Lord and sensitive to him and his voice. For out of it are the issues of life. So if you want to make the right choices in God, then you have to give attention to the word of God. You have to have the word of God in your heart. You have to have the word of God in your heart. That's keeping your heart with all diligence. With all diligence. So it has to be something that you diligently do. You diligently keep the word of God in your heart. With all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. His words are life. And when we have them in our heart, they bring life. So the right choice is to follow the word of God. Follow what the word says to do. Follow what the word says to do. Have a look in John 2, verses 1 to verse 5. In John 2, verses 1 to verse 5. Now, this is talking about Jesus going to the marriage of in Cana of Galilee. Let's read this. John 2, 1 to 5. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now that is what we can take as our instruction there. Those words. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Because the Lord is talking to every one of us. He is speaking to us. He communicates to us. He guides us, every one of us, in Christ Jesus. He guides every one of his people in Christ Jesus. And if we take this into our heart and as our commandment, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it, then you'll always make the right choice. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You will always make the right choice when you follow that instruction. whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Do what Christ tells you to do. Do what God tells you to do. And you won't make the wrong choice when you do that. When you do what the Lord tells you to do. When he tells you to do something, he gives you the power to do it. He gives you the resources. He gives you everything you need when he tells you to do something. He gives you the empowerment. He gives you the blessing. He gives you the enablement. He gives you the opportunities. He gives you everything you need to do what he tells you to do. So we won't go wrong when we do what the Lord tells us to do. Have a look in Matthew 7 and verses 24 and 25 in Matthew 7. And the Lord Jesus said in these verses, in 24 and 25 in Matthew 7, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, what does he say the rock is? The rock is his sayings. The rock is the Lord and his sayings. So when we build our house upon the rock, the storms will not destroy it. So what he said there in verse 24, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, he calls that person a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. A wise person who builds their house upon a rock is the person who hears the sayings of the Lord Jesus and does them. Hears the sayings of the Lord Jesus and does them. Is the wise person who builds their house upon a rock. Have a look in John 13, verse 34. Now we're talking about the sayings of the Lord, hearing them and doing them. John 13, 34. So here the Lord Jesus said, and this is a commandment to us, John 13, 34, he says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. So here's the sayings of the Lord and do them. His commandment to us is to love one another. So our actions, our words, we should be acting in love completely in every situation. Acting in love. Hear the sayings of the Lord Jesus and do them. It means to hear this saying that we love one another. Love one another. And when we make our choices on the basis of this love, that's the firm foundation. That's the right decision. Act in love in every circumstance. Have a look in James 1:5. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Praise God, he said to us, if we need wisdom about any situation, if we need wisdom, just ask him. Just ask him. That's what he tells us to do. Let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally. liberally. He will liberally give us wisdom, liberally. Liberally, he will liberally give it. And he upbraideth not. That means he's not going to keep beating you up about a wrong choice or about a mistake you've made. He's going to just, if you ask him for forgiveness, it's gone. It's gone. Ask him for the wisdom of God about a certain situation. Ask him. He will liberally give it. Liberally give it. And he upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So if you need the wisdom of God about what to do, just ask him. Ask him. Ask him. And he will always lead you the right way. In his will. He will always lead you the right way. And when you hear it, when you hear it, do it. Have a look in Matthew 6. Matthew 6, and let's read verses 31 to 33. Matthew 6, 31 to 33 says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you see, what he's saying to us here is that we have to have things the right way around in life. Firstly, we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek what is important to God, what he wants us to do. Seek the kingdom of God first. Put the things of the kingdom of God first, and he will take care of everything else. So don't have things back to front and seek all the material things first and get all focused on those things and leave God down below. That's back to front. Seek first the kingdom of God. Trust him. He will take care of everything else. So seek ye first the kingdom of God, what he wants you to do, what's important to him. Have the word of God stored up in your heart. Value the things of the kingdom of God, and he will take care of everything else. So seek first the kingdom of God, and he will take care of everything else in life for you. Romans 8:14. Let's read Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, as children of God, the sons of God, we, the scripture says, are led by the Spirit of God. He leads us. He leads us. And he's always leading us in the right choices. He's always leading us the right way. So if you make your choice based on the leading of the Lord, you will always make the right choice. He talks to every one of us. He talks to our inner man. He talks to us. He's leading us. Leading us. The choice is ours. Will we follow? Will we listen? Will we follow? Now the wise person, Jesus said, does hear and does do the commandments of the Lord. So follow him because we are led. So follow the leading of the Lord. Be led by God. Be led by the Spirit of God. Let yourself be led by the Spirit of God. Make sure that you are sensitive to the voice of the Lord. And that involves, as we just read in Proverbs 4, giving attention to the Word of God, spending time in prayer with the Lord, keeping your heart soft before the Lord. So he leads us, and he will always lead us the right way. So if you base every choice, every decision, based on the leading of the Lord, then every one of them will be right. Have a look in Isaiah 46, verse 10. Isaiah 46, verse 10. So you may say, what's the benefit of following the leading of the Lord? Well, one benefit is that he knows what's in the future, what the future holds. He knows the future. He knows the right thing to do. He knows the best thing for you. So we have to trust him that he knows best. He knows best. Isaiah 46 verse 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. So you see, he knows the consequences of the choices that we make when we don't, because we can't see into the future the way God does. But God knows. He knows the outcomes of the choices that we make. And that's why if we follow the leading of the Lord, every choice will be the right choice. And he knows that it will be a good outcome. He knows that he has a path for us in life to follow. And he knows that this path is a path of blessing. And it's the best thing for us, because his path will always be the very best for you in life. The very best for you in life. So God knows more than we do. He knows. He understands and knows the best thing for us. And lastly, look in Psalm 63, verse 8. Psalm 63, verse 8 says, my soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. So what that's saying is that you have to put the effort in to seek the Lord. My soul followeth hard after thee. So there is effort involved in seeking first the kingdom of God. There's effort involved, as you know, to read the scriptures, to know what they say, to discipline yourself, to pray, and give value to the things of God, to keep the flesh under submission, to keep your thoughts focused on the Lord. There's effort in these things. Now, my soul followeth hard after thee, showing us that there is diligence required here. There's effort required to follow hard after the Lord. But it's worth it. It's worth it, and it's dangerous not to. It's dangerous not to do that. So we should be letting ourselves be led by the Spirit of God and keeping our hearts sensitive before him. Do what the Word of God says. Do what the Word says. When we do this, we will always make the right choices in God. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you, Lord, for giving us the Word. Thank you for giving us the Holy Ghost who leads us. Thank you for giving us grace. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We also thank you for your wisdom, which you've told us to ask you for. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us everything we need to make the right choices in you. Please help us to take the full opportunities and the full advantages of these blessings. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for everything that you have given for us, and we give glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.